Brian and Tricia, and we are rolling through your Hump Day Wednesday morning. We get out and do stuff together outside of the show, outside of this 4 hours, outside of this building. We get out in the community. We do things together because this is a team.
Yeah.
And sometimes we forget that there's stuff going on outside of what you and I are doing. Sometimes you and I are just having a conversation. We're in the car. We're driving somewhere. We forget that we're in a car that's painted up with the station logos all over it.
And speakers on top of it. Yeah.
I mean,
not a normal looking car.
No. And I mean, there's not that many HHRs still running around anyway, right. Much less ones that look like ours. So, you know, thank goodness we always behave when we're out in public.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not even an issue.
But that's what my point is we don't forget and then act rude. We just, people will sometimes like honk and wave and we're like, who was that? Oh, they're waving because it's Quixie, not because it's you or I.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're sitting at an intersection yesterday.
Explain exactly where we were.
Veterans Way at Ring Road. We had just come from Kroger because we had to go get our quote-unquote turkeys that are not real turkeys. And so we were coming back to the station. And so we're stopped at the light. And we didn't even have the radio turned up.
No.
Which almost seems like a, you know, a bad thing.
That well, you would think that, you know, we're with the station. We must always play the radio. Sometimes we need a little breather.
Well, and we were talking. And so you look in the rearview mirror and you said, is that guy behind us? Look at him. Is he jamming? Is he jamming to what we're playing? And I look, and he is jamming. And I said, well, what are we playing?
And he kind of points at our car like, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and so I turn the radio up, and it is TLC.
No Scrubs. Yeah.
No Scrubs. And so I was like, oh my goodness. And so every time that song plays in here, like when we're in the studio, you have to just endure while I jam. Okay. I mean, let's be honest. It happens with a lot more songs than that. But I love that song. And so the guy in the car behind us is just
clearly
jamming.
He's with us.
Yes.
At this
then we turn the speakers on, you know, we play it through the speakers, we turn the lights on, we roll down the windows and we start jamming. So we're driving down the road, we get on Woodland and every time the part comes on where it says hanging out the passenger side of my best friend's ride. And so I'm hanging out the
literally
passenger side.
Hanging out. Yeah.
I've got my arm out. He's got his foot out at one point. And I mean, we're slow rolling down Woodland Drive. And
blasting the music through the speakers on the roof.
Yeah. And so there are four people in that car. And so then
we're having a party at this point.
We are. And we were, I mean, it was so much fun. I don't know why nobody thought to get a phone out so we could record this, but we were living in the moment. So then we get down towards the hospital, right there at the intersection, the four-way stop on Woodland where the hospital is. And we're in front of them. And so I said, well, we should pull in this parking lot and we'll just, you know, talk to them for a minute, say, hey, you know, that was really fun. And then they turn on the street before that.
Yeah, they turn. And we both just got real sad.
I know. I was like, oh, no, our party is over. And so then we ended up turning at that next one. And we ended up behind them.
We saw them.
Yeah. So we end up behind them. And then they ended up on,
I don't want to say what street because I don't want to give it away.
It was not far from there.
Yeah.
And they ended up pulling into an apartment complex. And they start backing in.
And they don't see us.
They don't realize we're behind them. And so that when they get the car parked and they look over and there we are in the car. And,
we're just waving. And for like half a second, they're like, what if that's not Quixie? What if somebody stole that car and we've just invited a crazy person to our
house? In a car like that. So we stop and we talk to them.
We roll the window down and they get out and they're a little nervous at this point. Like, these people are creepy. They followed us home.
I don't think they were like super, they were just kind of shocked. And so they come up and we're just talking and chatting. And I told them, that's probably the most fun I've ever had.
Just riding down the road in the car.
In the Quixie car. Yeah, that was so fun. So want to say good morning to Kyle, Taylor, Rebecca, and Caitlin. They were the four that were jamming to this song, and we had so much fun with that. And so thank you for just living in the moment with us.
It was silly. It was awesome. It was everything that radio should be. It was just in the moment. We were, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes.
And it reminded us of why we do what we do. Because we're here to give people a good time, have fun. Yeah, there's serious stuff, news and things like that. But sometimes it's all about just dancing to a song you like.
Even if you're hanging out the passenger side of your best friend's ride.
Trying to holler at me. This is for you guys. Kyle, Taylor, Rebecca, and Caitlin driving around in your little black Mitsubishi.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. Is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.